They say that time heals all wounds when it comes to coping with loss. But this age-old adage is under threat as changes to a psychology manual give mourners just 2 weeks to grieve before they are classed with having a mental disorder. Samara Barr found out more.
The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, is the standard classification of mental disorders used by mental health professionals. In the latest version set to be released in May, changes to the depression category will mean that people who are suffering from loss now can be diagnosed and treated as depressed after 2 weeks. According to the current standards, a mourner can feel sad for 2 months before being told they have a mental disorder. This change in the DSM has brought about heated discussion. One such person against it is Professor Dale Larson, head of counselling psychology at Santa Clara University in the United States.
Now, the problem with this is that this ruling will lead to an enormous number of false positives, which is a diagnosis of major depressive disorder or depressive disorder, when in fact it's really just bereavement-related depression. And bereavement-related depression is very common, and it resolves itself. It's refractory.
Christopher Hall, the director of the Australian Centre of Grief and Bereavement, is also concerned about the problems the change might cause.
There's a great deal of concern, particularly that this will further kind of medicalise and pathologise a very normal response to loss and will make it a target for perhaps the development of drugs and medications that seek to address the depressed component of bereavement.
Professor Larson is sceptical of the reasons behind the change in the manual.
There are economic motives involved here for sure in terms of one's perception of all this. If you're in the pharmaceutical industry, there's nothing you'd like more than to increase the number of people here who are on antidepressants. But the problem is antidepressants don't help with bereavement-related depression. And, you know, it gets more political because two-thirds of the committee that made this decision have direct links to pharmaceutical industries.
Mr. Hall thinks the way to address mourners is not through antidepressants.
What we need to do is to use much more sophisticated ways of assessing the needs of bereaved people and tailoring interventions that are derived from good evidence. We know, for example, that antidepressants does not attend to the symptoms of bereavement-related depression. There's a very different kind of dynamic in operation.
Professor Lawson feels the world is becoming too medicalized.
So we've either gotten a lot sicker or we've found a way to turn all of these human conditions into disorders. We only have two questions to ask people who are coping with grief and loss, and those are you having some trouble dealing with this? And if people say yes and you say, well, would you like any assistance? We have different kinds of bereavement services or counseling or psychotherapy. Would you like that? And if they say yes, those are the only two questions you need to ask. We don't need a diagnosis.
According to Mr. Hall, most people rely on friend and family support networks to get through their loss.
We know that the overwhelming majority of people will manage with the support of friends and families and their own capacities to respond with resiliency. But these people neither require nor do they benefit generally from bereavement interventions.
Professor Larson says these changes have caused him to lose faith in the DSM.
We can't let the DSM decide who we care for and how we care for people because it's not a good tool for that purpose.